Hello, everybody. We're going to have another night healing show. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift. And I just got downloaded from the Light Shift of what we want to do tonight. So the last week we've been talking about, maybe even before that, I'll use the word energies coming to us against our free will, okay? And these are like connections to things, cordings and infiltrations, invasions. So I'd like you all to get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and you can write this down. This will be the order that we're going to be doing these clearings in, okay? So the first clearing is going to be, number one will be worms. Maybe somebody could type it on the fast chat. Worms is number one. Two will be octopus energy. Number three is squid energy. Number four will be Black Widow energy. Number five is going to be planetary energies. Number six will be implants. Number seven will be earth-based entities. And number eight will be energies from parallel lives. So I'll repeat that. One is worms, two is octopus, three is squid, four is Black Widow, five is planet, six is implants, seven is earth-based entities. These are emotional bodies, remember. And number eight is parallel life energies. So what we're going to be doing is we'll have you select a problem that you're dealing with. Maybe you have a backache, okay? And we're going to take away each one of these energies from your back where your backache would be. And you can take a note, maybe percentage-wise, how much it's actually helped you. And it's just information for yourself. And you can see where you have been basically attacked against your free will. So the first thing we're going to do is, in fact, I'm not going to do the entity release with people right now. I don't know. What do you think, Sylvia? Should I do it anyway or not?
Maybe just do a brief one just to clear out the basics.
Okay. So what we're going to do is a quick entity release from everybody. I guess it won't be quick, but we're going to actually speed time up here. Have the Light Shift do this for you without me going through the whole process so we can have some more time today for the other healing. So, like I said on previous shows, the Light Shift can do this instantly without me counting down or moving around in your body like we normally do, different areas. So here we go. Entities are now being released from you, and it's done. Okay? Now we're going to do a chakra clearing. Go into your heart center, repositioning that so you can regain more spiritual identity. And your spirit's also with you right now, the parts that left. Heart's fine. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Great. Going back down now below the heart, your power chakra, wonderful. And now we're going to your second chakra and first chakra. And we'll do an alignment now for you and an opening. I'll use the word spin to increase its energy here. We have what's number seven and eight, okay, on fast chat. Seven is the earth-based entities, emotional bodies. And number eight is parallel life. Thank you. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down now, below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So I'll just think of your awakening consciousness, whatever you want to call that, all of your thoughts that's inside of your head. That body has to surrender to your heart center so you can get your spiritual guidance. So here we go. Think of your head, we'll say, where this energy resides. Hypothetically, 10th floor, first floor is your heart. So we're dropping yourself down. Remember, your spirit's helping do this also. Remember that your spirit is very, very powerful. So you always want to, you know, command your spirit for your healing. So here we go. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, wonderful. Now we're going to energize the light beam on your screen. If you're brand new to this show, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing. Scroll down about maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar. Release the blinking flower, and the beautiful light beam will be there. And we're going to activate her right now to help with these healings tonight. And she's going to come from the light ship. There's only one creation light ship, and she's coming down to your monitor screen, making her photograph become basically real. It'll have life force energy in it, just like you have in your body here. So we're energizing her right now. And you may see your eyes connect with your eyes as she looks at you and looks through you. Connects with your spirit. You may want to use the word soul. You're going to see the rays change color frequencies possibly. She'll be emitting more light. And you're going to also sense her face kind of floating on your monitor screen. So here we go. And Tammy says, my voice is low. Can anybody acknowledge that on Fast Chat, if it is low or not? Also besides Tammy here. So here we go. And what we're going to do right now is she's energized. So I'll turn it over to you briefly, Sylvia, before we do these healings here.
Okay. I'll just mention that the sound is fine on this end for me as I'm listening to you, Ron, through my headset. And so if you are listening and you're not getting good sound, one thing you can do is you can try to switch to a different media player. There's about 8 to choose from on the main index page of BBS. If you click on Station 1, then it'll give you about 8 different media players to try. And you can also go out of your media player and go back in. Sometimes that helps as well. And let's see, so we'll talk just for a minute while Ron is finishing up there. I'll just mention that if you have a particular question about Parallel Lives or about these entities, you can type it into the Fast Chat, and we'll try to answer questions in between healings. I know he has a lot of healings in store for tonight, so if we don't get to all of the questions, we'll continue this topic tomorrow night at 9 p.m. as well. So do what you can do to put in your questions if you're able to get on the Fast Chat. I know that not everyone is actually able to get onto the Fast Chat. Some computers don't seem to, their systems don't seem to allow people to get on them. But if you can and you have a question, go ahead and type it in.
Okay, so I'm monitoring the QuickTime player that I have. Has a little bar graph on it, and my voice is going up about maybe a third to halfway up, so I know I am on that player working, okay? So what we're going to do now is start with energy number 1. Now, these clearings that we do, it's strictly a sample clearing, okay? So even though we take away these energies, you may have a lot more with you. Typically, you will. But this is going to give you some relief. And hopefully it'll be enough taken away to maybe help you with your problems that you're dealing with so you can feel better. But this is just for you to understand what's happening to you. And this is, you know, what they don't want you to know, basically. So here we go. The first thing what I want you, everybody to do is just select an area, maybe in their body, where they have a problem or where you have a problem. Maybe you have a teeth problem. Maybe, you know, you have a pain in your back. Maybe your kidneys hurt, whatever that would be, just think of that. And we're going to run the same energy in that area by taking away these energies away from you. So just jot down on a piece of paper maybe one of your maladies that you have, okay? So the first thing, as you have this now, we're going to have a light ship, light beam connect with you. This is from the creation light ship. Everything works in the now. It's not in the now, it's not in the light. So here we go. We're going to be taking away worm energies from you. This is number 1. And so your spirit knows what you requested, and it's helping to do the healing also. And you should be in your heart center, so you may actually feel your head and your heart, your thoughts and your heart. So here we go. So there we go. Taking away these worm energies here. And each one will vary in time and length. I'm guessing maybe 1 to 2 minutes is what the healing is going to take here. So we're just taking these away from whatever you requested. And your spirit is a part of this, doing this healing work for you too. And here we go. I'm getting that what we can take away. This moment in time is about half released right now from you in this area that you're requesting healing. Okay, the light shifts is that they're completed. So that's the worm energy number one. And just kind of maybe sit back for about 15 seconds and see how you feel and make a chart. Maybe say, well, this feels maybe 10% better, or maybe it's gone completely. Okay? And this is for you to understand what has been attached to you, connected to you, corded to you, the infiltration of the dark side, any of these here. Remember, these energies don't work with free will because they don't believe in free will. So it's unfortunate that they don't obey spiritual law and they connect with us to take our energy away from us. Number two now, this is the octopus energy, another extraterrestrial life form. That should not be here. And we're taking these energies out of what you selected. Remember, this is the same area all the time. So we're not going to switch areas in your body. We're just going to the exact same location or body organ that you've had problems with, or teeth or whatever. So these energies now are being released from you there. There we go. And it's being released too now from you. And just doing some more clearing here. Okay, they're saying about 20 more seconds here. Okay, being released. And there we go. Okay, that one's done. Next we're going to number three, which is the squid energy. Another extraterrestrial life form that should not be attaching to you. And these could even be from the squids here that's on this planet. But mainly it's from their original source energy off-planet, and it's probably dark side energies. And I am seeing my media player kind of dropping down a little bit here, so hopefully they're hearing us on BBS, and they can turn the volume up on their end a little bit for everybody. So we're taking away the squid energies right now. And if somebody would like to maybe call BBS and just say the volume's a little bit low, maybe they could turn the volume up on their end there with their electronic equipment. So here we go. More squid energy is being released here.
Yeah, I'll take care of calling BBS, although, Ron, the volume is still coming through fine on my media player,
okay.
So I think it's intermittent, but I'll give them a call. So
okay, great, Sylvia.
Listen to you.
So here we go. More squid energy is being released here. And remember, these things don't obey spiritual law. They come to invade you against your free will. You don't have to believe in it or not. They come anyway. So it's very unfortunate. Okay, that one's completed. Now we're going to number four energy, which is the Black Widow energy. Again, another extraterrestrial life form that should not be invading us, coming into us here. And these are being released now by your spirit and the creation light ship and the light being on your monitor screen here. Normally what happens in these healings, most people have probably between at least 3 to probably maybe upwards to 8 light beings working with you, even though you don't understand how this is working. And this is what is happening right now. So you do have divine help, even though you cannot feel the energies around you. Or you may be able to actually feel them, but this is how this process is working. Okay, there we go. And they're saying there's quite a bit of this in people, so we're going to keep working here on this here, taking these energies away from you. And more is being released here. And sometimes just saying no to these energies will not help whatsoever. Some practitioners think that these things only come to you if you believe in them and that you have free will and free choice and that you can say no and they'll stop. But that's not the case, unfortunately. Like I said, these energies do not go by any type of spiritual law of the light. Perfect. These are released now. The light ship is done with that one. Number five energy is the planetary energies, okay? I've mentioned on other shows, you remember your natal chart, how these planets are controlling you through mind control, through your actions. They're doing this to you. It's like having implants inside of you. And that'll be the next clearing after this here. And naturally, you have your horoscope. Just put a few more letters in there that people look at. And that's an obvious thing. Gee, how can I be controlled by something that's against my free will? Well, it's automatic. That's the dark side coming into your energetic system. So these are the planetary energies. It may be ones that you know about, and it may be ones that are also unseen to us here. Maybe dark side planets. Okay, they're being released now. There we go. Okay, they want to do about another 15 seconds on this here. Okay, that feels good. They're done, they say. Now we're going to do implants, okay? All different types of implants that people could have. Maybe you have an implant in that location in your body that's designed to give you pain because the dark side lives on pain energy, lives on emotional traumas. So maybe you're a perfect host for them because you've been pained for your whole life. Who knows? Hopefully not. But these are being released from you here. And again, rate each one of these healings on how it affected you. Okay, more is coming out of you people here. Okay, there's still more coming out. Okay, they're done with that. And now we're going to do earth-based entities, which are emotional bodies of people who are hanging out here. Remember, they'll resonate to your physical pain that you have, and that's what basically attracts them. And then they can bring addictions to you because they have their whole complete life library of all of their actions down here, emotions, and at that point, you know, this is how they actually work. So here we go. They're coming out of you right now. This is number seven. Okay, more is coming out. Remember, like if you banged your shoulder against a door jamb or something and it hurt, you're going to be attracting entities to you. And these entities then can come to you. You could have hundreds of them that have a bad shoulder. Maybe they had arthritis in their shoulder. Maybe they had their rotator cuff torn apart or a lot of pain there. Maybe their arm is paralyzed, and they'll come into you and give you these types of problems here. So there we go. And more of these are being released right now. There's quite a few of them that I'm picking up here. So the light ship is still working, doing this healing for you. Okay, they're completed with that. Okay, and the last one, number eight, is parallel lifetimes. And we talked about this earlier. I'll just go over it briefly. The parallel lifetimes are parallel lives that the dark side has fabricated, and it doesn't exist in the light. But remember, the dark side can mimic the light 99.9%. And somehow your spirit thinks that it needs to be in other life forms, maybe the same body that looks like you that's been replicated, cloned, if you want to use that term, artificial intelligence on some other place. You could be in, say, 300 lifetimes and having a physical problem, and then your spirit comes back here wounded each time as it comes in, into you and enters you, and it can bring these energies to you. So here we go. Okay, is it being taken away here? a question on Fast Chat. Looks like if somebody's in the house and not listening to the program or paying attention, can these healings work? Very possibly, yes. It depends if their spirit is helping to do these healings, too. Normally, you need to be fully conscious of what's happening. This is why the light shift needs everybody to be conscious of what's happening. So your consciousness is going to help heal yourself also. So it's not necessarily given permission. It's just knowing that this is going to happen right now with these energies here. So more than likely, I would say that these healings will work for people in your household, even if they're sleeping. Because your whole house is filled full of light beings helping you and also helping the spirit of other people do healings. Okay, there we go. So I'm going to put some music on right now and just kind of scan yourself here. Oh, snakes. We forgot snakes. That came up on Fast Chat. Okay. Good God, we got to do snakes now. So here we go. Snake energies, number 9. If I missed another one, you could type it in, somebody. Here we go. These are coming out of you now. For myself, looking at what I'm doing for you people, it's very sad to me that all this is happening. I'd much rather talk about how much love the light beings have for you and everything else. But this is where we are right now, attempting to get you more into your body for the ascension. And these things, you know, again, are in the way of that, taking away your energy from your spirit. So this whole show is about you to regain your spiritual integrity and to become more, you know, fully, you know, inhabiting your body. So here we go. The snakes are leaving. And again, you can rate this yourself on how much success each one of these healings have had for you. I would imagine each one has helped a little bit here. Oh, we got ants. Okay, so these are ants. Next one. Okay, we're done with the snakes. Number 10 will be ants. Okay, so these are the ants that bite, that probably give you poison and really hurt. So here goes the ant energy. Okay. If you're new to the show, you're going to have a very quick education here. This may sound a little sci-fi what we're doing here, but believe me, this is all real and true. So here we go. These are the ants leaving us here. Remember, these are all extraterrestrial life forms that were brought to this planet. You know, what we talked about, the worms, octopus, squid, you know, snakes and ants. The divine didn't create these energies. These are soulless beings, and they live elsewhere in other dimensions of the dark side, and they came here to inhabit the planet to cause us harm. And I'm going to do one more after this one here. I'm going to do ticks. That is what is coming up in my mind here. And then we'll do mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, you know, naturally suck your blood out of you. You life force energy. So the ants are completed. Now we're going to do number 11, ticks. And we got mosquitoes now on the Fast Chat. Okay, so here's the tick energies. And like I say, you know, basically men can feel about 1%. So 1 out of 100 of men can feel. Women are about 50-50. But I think during this session, you may actually feel that and sense that your pain is leaving you and that you're coming more into wholeness. And when these things leave you, naturally your spirit is healed and the fragments of yourself that left is returning to these locations. And your spirit is doing this for you. Okay, the ticks are now released. And now we're going to do number 12, which is mosquitoes. There we go. Okay. And I just saw number 13 here, sexual succubus energies. So I don't know what their entities. So we'll see what that one is next here. That might be more of an emotional energy, although I don't know. So right now, mosquitoes are being released from you. Yes, your cat, Sherry, is also receiving a healing. That is correct. Here we go. Oh, we got scorpions coming up. Oh, man. Well, this is going to be a show on this stuff here. Okay, so I'll just put sexual energies. So I don't know how that would be, but here they go. I have had people come to me who've had problems with mainly women, okay, and they've had the males actually astral project into through their bedrooms, and they had sex with them at night, and they don't know what to do about it. That's a pretty bizarre thing. Maybe also that's influenced by some extraterrestrial race, that maybe these energies are doing that also. And that could also be maybe ET abduction situation. So 13 may cover a lot more than what's even being talked about here. It feels like it's a pretty heavy energy here. Again, for me, this is all very sad stuff to have to work with humanity here. And, you know, it's just these things should not even be here. So here we go. It's still, they're still going on here. So again, just kind of sample the energies here. Oh, we got jellyfish. Another one popped up here. Okay, that one's released. Now we're going to do scorpions, number 14. As you probably call 13, maybe sexual predators, I guess. And these are the scorpions here. Well, these are all extraterrestrial life forms that are here to invade your energetic system, to keep you in pain, to give the dark side their life force energy through your emotional problems. It's just the way life is here, I guess. And we're still doing scorpions here. Again, take note on a piece of paper how you're feeling. And we got fleas, so we'll do fleas. As long as you keep entering things here, that's fine. So the scorpions are released. Number 15 are the jellyfish. Went on the internet, I don't know, a week or two ago, and someplace overseas, I believe it said they're raising maybe salmon or something. I think it was a 10-mile section of salmon, and a jellyfish came in there and killed them all. The water turned completely red. Very, very sad.
And
the boats could not hardly go through the water because they were so thick. So here we go, the jellyfish energy. Okay, more is coming out here. Boy, a lot of these energies here. Jeez. Jellyfish to me is just what I'm releasing right now is very, very thick. I flick my hands when I do the healings. I flick my fingers. If you've seen me on some of the YouTube events, you may have possibly seen that. My hands are almost stinging each time I flick these things off here. They're saying about a half a minute more here. Okay, that's probably good, I think. They're a little bit more they're saying. There we go. Okay, the next one here is fleas. So here we go. Here goes the fleas. And nothing else has surfaced here, I don't think. We can probably do psychic attacks by people. That's pretty obvious here. So we're doing fleas right now. And this is another rough energy. You know, they do suck your blood too, like mosquitoes, but these are a different life form that live off you as a host. There we go. Done. The next one will be people taking your energy through psychic attacks, through cordings. Remember, New Age metaphysics, unfortunately, is not typically heart-based energy. It's all mind energy, using your thoughts to control your reality, which means that typically someone else loses as you go out there and project your thoughts out to gain what you want to have through your personal power. And people get corded. And that's definitely against their free will, but it's done all the time with people. So these are psychic attacks that people have perpetrated onto you. Could go to many of your chakras, and it can actually kill you. There's sorcery and witchcraft and many other modalities out there too that people do on other people. So this is your psychic attack energy being released from you here. And that's number 17. Okay, here we go. Being released here. Hope we got leeches. Okay, leeches are number 18. Here we go. These are leeches being released from you. Clearing here. Still clearing out some more here. Being released here. Kind of makes my skin kind of crawl here. Feels very interesting here. A lot of these things here. Unbelievable. Feels like they're, some people, maybe 2-3 inches thick around them. So there we go. Okay. So maybe another minute to go here. Uh-oh, we got some more things coming in here. Well, it's fine. We got about 20 more minutes to go. Well, what an education tonight. So here we go. Parasites. That's a good one. We all know about parasites. So let's release these from people here. That's number 19. Okay. Light Chip is doing what it can do right now in this short amount of time for you to give you some relief here. So I would imagine with this much energy going toward everybody, you're probably buzzing in your body here, because this is quite an extensive healing here with all different venues of life forms here. So here we go. Okay, that feels good. So next one here, that's up here, number 20 is tapeworms. Okay, so here we go. One thing about man-made viruses, those I can't touch because that's planetary energies here. The light ship will not allow me to go into that venue. So here we go. Tapeworms are being released here. Might feel your intestines changing a little bit here, possibly. You might have your stomach or intestines growling. You never know. Here we go. That one's completed, they're telling me. And number 21. And that one would be pinworms. Okay. So here we go. Pinworm energy. Remember, these are all off-planet creations from the dark side. That was brought here by our wonderful Galactic Federation to help us out here. So releasing pinworms here. Okay. And again, take notes on how these healings are affecting you. I kind of get the sense that some of you probably stopped about maybe 10 clearings ago. You're just sitting there just enjoying the healings, I believe. But we'll see. Hopefully this is a journey for you so you can kind of see where maybe you've been invaded the most. And I do private sessions on these. I can't always guarantee 100% success, but if you do have one that really resonates with you, I'd recommend having a healing on that, because you may have a lot more with you here that's maybe you know, hiding inside of you, let's put it that way, affecting other parts of your body. We're just focused on one particular problem with you right now. Okay, those are released. And number 22. And let me see here. There we go, 22. I have to go up in the fast chat here. Hookworms, okay? Maggot, that's a good one. Hookworms. Okay, they're being released right now. There we go. And I can do staph infection. That's what's listed by one lady, Caroline. So I can do that one with extraterrestrial energies that have caused that. So here we go. So we're still doing, boy, I lost track of where we are here. Somebody could help me.
Yeah, you were doing hookworms, and then the last one on that list was the roundworms.
Okay, good. So hookworms is almost done. Thank you, Sylvia.
Sure.
Okay, that feels fine. Next one is roundworms. I wonder if they got square worms. Who knows? I'd hope not to think so. I know we went on a website quite a while ago and looked up the polio virus, I guess, and they had a picture of it, you know, under the microscope, and it looked like an ET life form. So you may want to look at it yourself.
Ryan, we also have a request on the fast chat. while we're doing these various worms for heartworms.
Okay. We'll probably have to quit after heartworms, I think, because we're going to be running out of time here. Okay, there we go. Next we're doing maggots. Remember, these are just a sample of the healings here. You have to ask your spirit how many more of these you have in you, and if you choose to go through sessions to have these released, so. Okay. That one cleared pretty quickly. Next one would be energies that's off planet that's causing you to have a staph infection. Okay, that feels fine. And the last one will be heartworms here. There's a lot of energy going out right now for all of you here. Here. I'd like to thank all the people that have sent me donations to keep the radio shows on the air here for 4 days a week. I really appreciate that. If you wish to send a donation, just go to my website and you can click on donations and it'll give you the information there of where to send a check or money order and how to do that. Okay, a little bit longer here. Okay, well, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I know you said that was the last one, but we do have a little bit of time, and we have someone who made this request twice, so I don't know if it's one that you can clear, but can you address warts?
Warts, okay. Well, if that's an extraterrestrial life form in you, yes, we'll do this here. So we're still releasing these energies now. I don't know if these are terrestrial or extraterrestrial, so. And we're only working with these energies that are extraterrestrial life forms from the dark side that have come to you against your free will, which you know nothing about because they come into you. Actually, you would not want these, but they don't tell you and knock on your door and say, hey, we're going to invade you. They come in anyway and connect, cord, infiltrate your body. And sometimes they can cause poisoning. And you know, take away your life force energy. So there we go. That's the last one that we're going to do tonight here. So hopefully you've made a note of what ones are in your energetic systems the most. And like I said, I do private sessions if you're interested in having more of that type released from you. Not everybody has all of these here, although you could. It's very sad to me to have to do this type of healing for everyone because these things should not even be here. Causing us physical harm and illnesses and physical pain. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's talk about the upcoming dates that people might want to put down on their calendars. Every week you have conference calls three times a week. Do you want to describe the different ones that you do?
Yes, on the ones on Mondays and Fridays, they're a one-hour healing session. Your transporter to the light ship, and the light beings work with you on your physical problems that you're dealing with. And the charge for that is only $20. So, you know, if you have a problem, you may want to get on a couple times at least. I recommend probably doing it for a whole month. People have better results once they go up on the light ship, maybe 8 to 10 times. I have had some people who said they had to be up on the light ship maybe for a month or two to three. So everybody's a little bit different. I've had miracle healings if just only one time up. So it's kind of up to you, but they do help you. And the healings take place, like Jesus said, so to speak, your faith has healed you. Well, the faith is your DNA. How much you've worked on yourself, how much those energies from the past, from your past ancestors are released from you. Another thing, you know, like in the Christian movement, you know, they claim that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. That's the same thing. He was here teaching you to release your past baggage, your past thoughts of judgments that your ancestors gave you, and from there you could have your body healed because those are the blockages that are preventing the healing to take place. And so that's how the light ship works. When you go to the light ship, you're completely healed 100%, but when you come back here in your physical form and you're up there many, many times, at that point, if your emotional stuff isn't taken care of and the baggage that is in your genetics isn't released from you, then the healing may not be successful like it was on the light ship. This is why I do emotional trauma healings for people. This gives you the best chance to have physical healings. And for that, I charge $5 times your age. If you're a senior and you're over 60, then I don't charge over $300. On Wednesdays, what we have is, and the Monday-Friday calls are $20. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. On Wednesdays, we have a special session, and this is almost an hour and a half in length, and it's before the radio show on Wednesdays. Again, it starts at 5:30, and we do water charging. So we have about a half an hour of light ship healing, and then we do water charging where you get 7 containers of water. Normally, people get gallon containers of spring water, and the light beings know you, and they put special light codes in there for healing. So that program, if you wish to get on that, is 4 consecutive Wednesdays. So you get typically 28 days of water. We do 7 containers of water each day on Wednesdays, and that cost is only $60 for the month. And that's very beneficial for people, too. This coming 15th of December, we're doing our special 4-hour ascension healing process. You're on the light ship for 4 hours, and the light beings work with you. And again, the charge for that one is $60, too. And all these are very affordable for people who are really looking for a way to heal themselves. And you can just sit back and relax. I recommend getting a speakerphone. And the time that it starts is my time, Pacific Coast time, which is 1 o'clock. And the time goes by very, very quickly. Much like on this show, it feels like you've probably been on sitting or laying down for about a half an hour on the 4-hour conference call. So this is what I do for people to help them out. So we have basically 3 sessions a week on a conference line basis. Your energy is never mixed with anybody else. And I narrate with you of what rooms you're on the light ship. And people can actually see in the light ship and have wonderful healings. So this is up to you if you choose to work further with the light ship, and their healings are geared for physical pain release, physical healings, along with reprogramming, we'll say, your DNA to become more into your body with your spirit. Remember, your DNA gets altered because of the traumas that you've dealt with. So they're putting you back into perfection each time that you go to the light ship. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I guess we've been talking all this week about things that we can do to actually reclaim our spiritual integrity, our true identity, and bring more spirit energy back to us and getting things out of us that are not supposed to be in there, like these off-planet energies or entities, Earth-based entities, all that stuff that dilutes our spirit energy. So maybe at the end of the show now we could just bring in a couple of divine energies to leave people with for their Friday night. And we've got, I think, 5 minutes left. So if anybody has a special request for an energy that they like, maybe you could type it into the fast chat. If you have a particular master or archangel or saint that you would like to experience, that would be something you could type in right now. And any other dates or things you'd like to mention in the meantime, Ron?
Yes, I'm going to Los Angeles. So if you're in that area and you want to see me, I have a lecture and a free workshop. It'll be at the Conscious Life Expo. It's at the LAX Hilton. And I believe the date on that is February 8th. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My lecture is Friday night at 7, and my workshop is Saturday at 10 in the morning. And so we'll be doing light shift healings there and many other types of healings. So if you're interested, you're close to Los Angeles, come and see me. It'd be wonderful. We're also going back to New York for the New Life Expo there. And I believe that's at the end of, I think it's the end of May, I believe. So, and we may be going to Florida. It depends what the promoter, Mark Becker, does as far as the time frame when he wants to do that one. So anyway, we do a lot of work with people in the physical. Here we're just on the radio, but these healings work anyway. So what we're going to bring in is a divine energy here. I think we're going to scroll down and go to the Creation Lightship insignia. And we're going to bring in, through this, the energy of Mother Mary. And then we'll bring in the 12 source energies here. So here comes Mother Mary. And just kind of watch the lightship insignia here. And it will probably, it's already activated, but you may actually see things change. This is all heart-based healing. And sometimes Mother Mary will bring in the fragrance of roses into your room here. Okay. Of a request for the ascension energy of Jesus. We'll bring that in next after this year. That might be the two energies that we'll bring in then. So again, this is all heart-based healing. And the energies only work heart-to-heart. They don't work with mind energy. Remember, the mind energy will no longer be in existence at the ascension time. Everything is heart-based. That's the dark side energy to keep you from being in your heart center, to go off inside of your head. Remember, if it's not in the now, it's not in the light. And there we go. You may be able to feel the presence here. Okay. The New Life Expo then is at the end of March, and that'll be back in New York. So here we go. Just open your heart up and feel this beautiful energy of Mother Mary. And you might even sense the fragrance here now of roses. And we'll bring in the next energy of the energy of ascension for Jesus. That's coming in right now into your room. Coming in right now. These are both very uplifting energies. This is the energy that the lightship gave to Jesus for his ascension here. For me, it's a very soft energy, pure love energy coming to you. So, there we go. Okay, Sylvia. I'll just turn it back over to you here.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. And I'm sure you had some very wonderful healing experiences. And I guess I'll just say goodnight to all of you and blessings to you. And stay heart-centered until tomorrow night. We'll be back 9 p.m. Pacific, so we hope to see you then. Good night.
And if you wish to get on my email list, just scroll down to the bottom of the page and just type in your email. And also, I love having testimonials from people from the radio show here on their healings. So if you wanted to do that, you could just email me. the information is also available as you scroll down here. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and stay in the light.